Welcome back to the show. It's BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Should men pay for dates because women spend more money prepping for them?
It's the question of the hour, right?
Well, let's break this down. Men used to pay for dates because it was just how the world worked, you know?
Chivalry.
It's a gentleman thing to do. Then going Dutch became more of a trend because
equality.
That's right. But is this the real reason guys should still pay? A woman in New York went viral for saying she refuses to split the bill. After that bill comes, don't even look at me. Her card is not coming out of her purse because she's already spent way more money prepping for that date. See what I'm saying?
Right.
She lists things like she got her nails done. She bought a new outfit. Meanwhile, the guy's probably showing up in what he wore to work that day. Take a listen to her social media video. This was on TikTok. It was shared and viewed thousands of times, but 585-252-9800 if you agree with what she's saying. Take a listen.
I refuse to split the bill on dates because I'm actually splitting the bill before I even get to the date. Let me explain myself. Regardless of the cost of the check at the end of the date, I am spending money to show up. As soon as I have a date scheduled, I book a cycle bar class. Then I get my eyebrows done. I see Kaylin at Bespoke Brows because I am not bringing a unibrow to happy hour. And even though I don't think my date cares about what my hands look like, I feel the need to get a manicure. This Japanese gel manicure was $75 whole. There are so many different factors that go into me preparing for a date, like me even checking for my gray hairs. Like simply showering, doing my hair and makeup, and picking out an outfit could be 2 hours. Meanwhile, the guy hasn't had a haircut in weeks and shows up in the outfit he wore to the office. I look amazing. I bring my killer personality. I spent all this time and money to get to the date. I am not taking my credit card out once I'm there.
Not the $75 whole on the Japanese manicure.
Whole dollars. Now, to me, this is whatever. I could care less because I'm someone who always pays on the first date. You can't possibly tell me as a guy you expect to leave a good first impression on a first date if you ask to go halvesies.
Right.
You're not, I mean, you're not 1 year into the relationship where you're splitting things with one another. This is the first date. Just handle it. Just take care of it. And the only problem I have with this woman in this video is...
it's the entitlement. I don't know.
Well, no, listen, I get what she's saying. She's whining the entire time about how she does this and how she does that to look great before the date. But she looks the exact same way she looked when she woke up. She woke up in the morning.
I'm like, telling you, one cycle class isn't going to change much.
What's changed?
When I book a date, I book a cycle class immediately. Like, it's not going to change that much. And if a cycle class isn't in your routine already, okay, you only cycle when you have dates. I don't know. Something's
well, listen, great. You got your nails done. I think that's great. So now what? You expect a $700 meal at Nobu? I mean, kick rocks.
But I also feel like these are things that you want to do for yourself to put your best foot forward. And in that video, it's giving off the vibe like, I'm doing this for you. It's like, are you doing this for him? Or are you doing this so you feel good and you feel like you're presenting yourself in a way that you want others to see?
Right. Well, here's the thing, too, is that this guy doesn't know she's doing all that. You know, so now she's like, well, look at what I did to have to get ready for this date. So you owe me.
And is she going to tell him? Because if she tells him, that's super tacky and weird. Because if she did, he would probably respond with like, you didn't have to do any of that.
But I do. Like, all joking aside, don't get me wrong. I love a woman who pays attention to detail and puts in effort into wanting to look nice. I love that. You know me. I look down before I look up. Oh, you got your toes done? That's wonderful. However, there are men also that just enjoy when a woman offers to help pay for the bill on the first date. Just as much as women love when a guy picks up the bill, a man loves when a woman takes the time to offer to help pay, even if she doesn't mean it. We don't want you to pay, of course, but it's just nice to hear you offer. You know, I'd like to hear from some guys on this.
There's just a lot of back and forth, a lot of like games and riddles that go into all of this. And like, I've never really had to experience it because I don't date men.
Well, listen,
you're
a girl's girl too, and you take a lot of pride in presenting how you look, especially on first dates.
The way that I look at it is like, if you're right, if I ask you out on a date, I'll pay. But if you ask me out, you'll pay. Like, whoever's asking someone on a date is going to pay, I think. But I mean, we have a bunch of different generations in the room here, so let's throw it over to intern Hannah.
Okay, Hannah.
Hello.
Let's hear what you have to say. Should men pay for dates because women spend more money prepping for them? Don't tell us what you think we want to hear. Be straightforward.
I think Breezy's right. I think whoever asks the person on the date should pay.
Regardless of gender.
Regardless of gender. Prep. Doesn't matter. I know I always offer to pay. I, like, honestly pay most of the time or split it. Well, most of the time I don't realize I'm on the date, so I, like, pay anyways.
How do you not realize? How do you not?
It's happened a couple times where I'm just, like, think I'm hanging out.
Oh, right.
And then when they offer to pay, I'm like, oh, this is not what I thought it was. But
so you show up in sweats and they're in a tux?
Yeah, I'm just hanging out, honestly.
Oh, my
but
God.
I think this woman does not need to, like, she doesn't have to do her nails. I'm glad that she's doing it. Like, more power to you. But because you do your nails, you don't have to pay. Like,
that it doesn't equate.
It doesn't equate at all. I think whoever
Well,
asked,
if you saw the video, her nails before the nice. Date were pretty ratchet.
Oh.
So it's very nice of her to spend that $75.
I just think it's wild because, like she said, I mean, we're kind of in lockstep on this. Like, are you doing this for me or are you doing this for you?
When you look good, you feel good.
That's what I think, right? So if you're doing all of these things for self-improvement, self-care, self-love, why is that on the other person? I just think these are two completely separate issues. Like, I don't think they equate. I don't think you getting your nails done and getting a blowout equates to you automatically getting a free meal. I think you should be getting a free meal if somebody's asking you on a date, regardless of whether you showed up in sweats or a ball gown.
Right. Joe says, well, if I'm paying for the full date, then I better be getting some afterwards. So, Joe. Thank you so much, Joe.
Right.
Hey,
Joseph.
How you doing?
Joseph. This person says, I'm all about paying, but it's not necessary that they spend all that money to prepare. Just take a shower, put some makeup on, and a decent clothes. We'll be good to go.
Yeah, I think we can all agree. We've all had terrible first dates. And a lot of times showing up to that date, you have no idea yet if you want to be romantically invested into that individual. It's an interview process. And so going all out like that is nice. It's great for you. And I'm sure the guy appreciates it. But there's no promises a second date's going to happen.
What I loved in that video was her being like, I showered. It's like, I hope you would shower. I don't think that's something.
You just spent an hour on a bike.
Right. Like, what? 98 PXY.